听说世界上啊有不少的国家都很希望变成美国的一部分。
It's said that many countries throughout the world would like to become part of America.
可能是因为那个国家经济比较不发达，人民呢生活比较苦。
It could be that those countries suffer from poor standards of living and they desire to have a better life.
那可能他们有个梦想啊，假设变成美国的话，那么跟美国一样。跟美国人民一样的高度的享受。
So maybe they have this ideal that if they were to become part of the United States, they can also enjoy the high standard of living like the citizens of this country.
开着很大的车子，住着很大的房子。
They can drive big cars, live in fancy houses.
他们想说美国就是个美丽的国度。
They think that America is a beautiful country.
那么想想世界上有那么多的人想要成为美国的一部分。
Think about it. Throughout this world, there are so many people who want to become part of America.
他们恨不得把自己变成美国人。
And how they desire to become American citizen.
以美国人为光荣。
And to take pride in being an American citizen.
那何况是天上的子民呢？
Now, how much more so being an citizen of heaven.
有很多人呢，也想成为天国的子民呢。
Many people also wish to become citizens of heaven.
所以我们今天晚上来查考世界上的国变成了主基督的国。
So tonight we like to study the topic, the earthly kingdoms become the kingdoms of the Lord.
我们请看启示录第十章。
Turn to Revelation chapter 10.
启示录第十章。
Revelation 10.
第六节
Verse 6
启示录第十章第六节
Revelation 10 verse 6
指着那创造天和天上之物地和地上之物海和海中之物直活到永永远远的启示说不再有时日的第七但在第七位天使吹号发生的时候神的奥秘就成全了正如神所传给他仆人众先知的佳音这边提到几件事情
A few things are described here
第一个是神创造天地
First is God created the heaven and the earth
当然神创造天地他自己设计的他自己创造了当然他也有权力他也有能力他也有资格把这个他所创造的天地再说起来。
He has the power and the creativity to create this entire universe. Of course, he can also take it away.
好像我们一个人设计一样东西他也有能力再把它拆毁。
Just like when a person designs certain things, he could also easily take it away.
当神起初创造天地的时候，创造太阳创造月亮。
When God created the universe, He also made sun and the moon.
定节令定节日。
And He also set the seasons.
所以就有时间空间的观念呢。
Therefore, there's the concept of time and space.
就一天过着一天呢。
And day by day.
一年就过着一年。
Year by year.
那这边说不再有时日的。
It states here that there is no more delay.
所以没有时间跟空间呢。
And the time and space will no longer exist.
因为神把宇宙收起来了。
For God has withdrawn all the heavens and earth.
天上星星都坠落下来。
And all the stars in the skies have fallen.
没有太阳，没有月亮，当然就不能够定时日就不能有时间了。
And since there's no sun and the moon, of course, you cannot set seasons.
所以有一天呢，这个时日会没有的。
There's one day when all these sun and moon will disappear.
那这个在以前呢，或许人们认为是不可能的。
And this may be possible. In the past, people would think that it's impossible.
可是现在呢，越来越多证据显示可能。
But now we have mounting evidence that this is a distinct possibility.
因为地球慢慢的软化。
Because the earth is becoming hotter and hotter.
听说前几个星期凤凰城那里 温度啊高达120度。
A few weeks ago in Phoenix, the temperature reached over 120.
我想说，只要是再多个十度啊，130度，不晓得承受得了还是承受不了。
And I thought if it were to go another 10 degrees more to 130, I wonder if people could take it.
那只要是140度的话，人们可以活得了吗？
What about 140? Can people survive in that kind of climate?
这个地球可能就会烧起来呀。
And maybe this earth will be burned alive.
因此，不再有死路是可能的。
Therefore, anything is possible now.
那我们基督徒啊，不用这些科学证据。
But for us Christians, we don't need the scientific evidences.
人家圣经告诉我们，我们就相信。
For the Bible tells us, and we believe it.
一定会有，人家主是说的。
It will definitely happen, for it is by the words of God.
那一天会发生什么情形呢？
What will take place on that day?
说第七位天使啊吹号发生的时候，那就说啊神的奥秘就成全了。
When the seventh angel blows the trumpet, then the mystery of the Lord will be revealed.
正如神所传给他众仆人和众先知的佳音。
And God will accomplish just as He announced to His servants, the prophets.
神的奥秘啊，就是基督啊。
The mystery of God is Christ.
主耶稣啊，大从诺生来当基督，来当救主。
For Jesus Christ came to this world in flesh in order to save us.
那事实上，从创造天地啊，神从创造天地的那一天啊，就是为着耶稣基督而预备的。
And actually, from day one of God's creation, God had intended that.Lord Jesus Christ will come to save us.
我们请看《路加福音》24章。
Turn to Luke 24.
路加福音24章。
Luke 24.
44节。
Verse 44.
24章的44。
24 verse 44.
耶稣对他们说啊，这就是我从前与你们同在的时候所告诉你们的话，说啊。摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指我的话，都必应验。那从啊，摩西五经啊，就从创世纪开始。
From the laws of Moses, which is starting from Genesis.
啊，创世纪的第一章第一节记载的起初啊，神创造天地。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 records that God created heaven and the earth.
啊，一直到旧约。圣经最后一卷的最后一节
，until the last verse and the last chapter of the Bible。
那这个叫做摩西的律法、先知的书还有诗篇上所记的。
And all of these contain the recordings of the laws of Moses, prophets, and Psalms。
还就叫旧约时代圣经所记载的，都是为着耶稣基督而记的。
All of these recordings are done for the purpose of Jesus Christ。
在新约时代呢，神的奥秘就成全了。
In the New Testament era, the mystery of God was revealed.
耶稣开始就打开印了，因为主要他配得打开印呢。
The Lord Jesus Christ opened the seal, for he was qualified to do so.
所以他就报告佳音了。
And therefore, he began to preach the good news.
那这个佳音是什么佳音呢
？What is this good news about?
就像那个十字架上的强盗啊，他所讲的。
Just like, the robber who died on the cross pronounced.
啊，他告诉耶稣说啊，耶稣啊，当年得国的时候，你要纪念我啊。
He begged Lord Jesus saying that on your day, please remember me.
这位强盗很奇妙。
And for some strange reason, this robber said this.
啊，当时很少人啊知道什么神的国的耶稣基督要得国，没有人知道。
In those days, it's very rare that people know about the kingdom of the Lord.
只是把耶稣啊当成一位普通先知而已啊。
Most of the people consider Jesus to be a regular prophet.
把耶稣基督当成先知了，已经是对耶稣基督很客气的。
Treating him as a prophet already gave him high respect.
有的人甚至于把耶稣当成啊是乱党的一个头目。
And some people even consider Jesus as a rebellious leader.
所以到处啊要找他麻烦。
And therefore they came to look trouble with him.
啊，这位强盗他竟然认识啊基督耶稣有一天要得国。
But for this robber, he recognized that one day, Lord Jesus Christ would come in his kingdom.
这个就是主耶稣所传的佳音啊。
For this is the good news that he preached.
神的国要实现。
The kingdom of the Lord will be realized.
从耶稣告诉他那些门徒。
from all the teachings of Christ to his disciples.
所以你们还没有未尝食物以前，要看到神的国降临。
Before you die, you will see the descension of God's kingdom.
所以耶稣啊，经常提到神的国。
And therefore, Lord Jesus often speak of the kingdom of heaven.
当时很多人不知道这个事情。
And most people did not realize what he was talking about.
那这个要怎么来实现呢？
So how will the Lord's kingdom be realized?
我们再请看十一章哈，启示录的十一章。
Revelation
看回来，启示录十一章十五节。
Revelation 11 verse 15.
启示录十一章十五节。
Revelation 11 verse 15.
第七号天使吹号，天上就有大声说：“世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。”刚刚天使吹号说啊，神的奥秘啊成全了。
Previously, the angel sounded the trumpet and said, "God's will be done."
啊，这个是一个大好的消息。
This is great news.
所以再继续说啊，说世上的国成了我主和主基督的国。
The next statement is, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord."
啊，可见有两种国度啊。
As we can see, there are two distinct kingdoms.
一种是世界上的国。
One is the earthly kingdom.
一种是主为主基督的国。
The other one is the kingdom of Christ.
啊，当然世界上的国现在仍然存在。
Of course, the earthly kingdom still exists right now.
很多人都想要追求世界上的国。
Most people want to pursue after the earthly kingdom.
追求世界上的享受。
They pursue for worldly luxuries.
那世界上的享受啊，是暂时的。
The indulgences of this world is merely temporary.
所以启示录说，大巴比伦有一天要倾倒啊。
Therefore, in the book of Revelation, prophesies that the great Babylon will one day be destroyed.
可是大巴比伦实在是太迷人了。
But this great Babylon is so attractive.
这些有能力的人，真正上有权势的人，也被他完全控制了，百分之百的控制了。
Even those people who wield great power are fully 100% controlled by its power.
被他坐着的
they are under its
坐在头上你就动弹不得、
they have Babylon seated on top of them, so they are unable to do anything else.
我们现在很多人、啊、是被这个罪恶所控制。
And many people today are controlled by sin.
我们假设没有接触那种人、啊、不知道那种人的痛苦、啊、
If we are never exposed to such type of people, we don't realize what type of suffering they undergo.
他们也想要解脱、啊、就是解脱不了。
They also try to get rid of all that sinfulness, but they cannot.
有位慕道呀，在芝加哥教会有位慕道者。
In Chicago Church, there was a truth seeker.
他已经慕道大概有两年多的时间了。
He's been coming to our church for over 2 years.
他不敢接受洗礼呀。
He dared not to get baptized.
为什么他经常来？他知道道理好，但不敢接受洗礼。
Why is it that he often comes to the services and he knew the preciousness of the truth, but he dare not to get baptized? For he's under the control of sin, even though he tried to get out of it, but he could not. For he is bounded by drinking habits. He also knows that he has bad health. When he gets drunk, he loses all consciousness.
有一次我到他家去拜访他，因为他喝酒，所以去拜访他。
One day he got drunk, and I went to visit him.
因为他妈妈说很严重啊。
His mother told me that he's very serious this time.
因为有位姐妹啊，她当中医师的。有位姐妹她是中医师。
We have a sister who is a Chinese medicine doctor.
所以她就要把那个中医师啊带去看她的儿子。
So she brought her son to see this Chinese Oriental physician.
哇，那个心脏啊，跳到每分钟170几下。
His heartbeat was beating so quickly, over 170 times per minute.
我说你不能再喝酒啊，你要祷告啊，回来认真祷告啊，求圣灵啊。
So I encourage him, don't get drunk anymore. You have to pray hard for the Holy Spirit.
啊，听话大概听了两个月。
And he listened to my advice for about 2 months.
两个礼拜以前又回去喝酒了。
2 weeks ago, he went back to his drinking binge again.
啊，上次喝酒啊，还没有到需要住院的地步。
Last time he got drunk, he didn't have to go to a hospital.
啊，这次不但是摔倒、跌倒、满身流血，要送到医院去。
But this time, it was so bad that he lost conscious and got hurt and needed to check into a hospital.
他从小的时候就染上喝酒的习惯。
Ever since he was young, he got addicted to drinking.
他还曾经被关过啊，被关在监牢里。
He was once sent to prison.
他很希望啊，能够去掉，能够去掉这些不好的习惯。
And he really desires to kick his bad habits.
可是没办法啊。
But he is unable to.
被世界上的国所控制的。
For he's under the control of this worldly influence.
那有的人很贪心呢。
Some people are very greedy.
也是被世界上的这个女人所控制。被世界的淫妇啊，女人所控制。
And they are under the control of the lustful woman of this world.
也就是大巴比的淫妇所控制。
It is the lustful woman of Great Babylon.
那甚至基督徒呢，也是有些人被他控制啊。
And as Christians, we are also subject to its control.
那上礼拜在伯恩教会举开高中生的神学生灵会的神训班呢。
Last week we held the student evangelical services for the high school children.
啊，有个晚上啊，学生他们呢在互相分享。
So one night the students were sharing.
那他们说他们到底是被什么所控制呢？
And they were talking about what kind of influences are they under control.
有的被电脑游戏所控制。
Some are subject to control of computers.
甚至在祷告的时候，那个画面，那个电子游戏、电脑游戏那个画面啊，那个在打架的画面啊，也是在脑筋里。
And even when they closed their eyelids, they could still see the images of the computer games vividly played out.
祷告的时候还在喊那个名字。
And even
不是喊海利，而是喊那个在打架那个英雄的名字。
And when they are praying, they are not calling out Hallelujah. Instead, they are calling out the names of the computer game characters.
有的人呢是看那个色情网络啊，被他所控制的。
Some people are bounded by pornography on computer.
这是我们下一代。
We're talking about next generation here.
所以我们做父母亲应该帮助我们下一代哈，来做生命的更新呢。
So as parents, we must help our next generation to reform themselves.
我们现在都很疼孩子啊，都是帮孩子啊。开辟一个空间啊，有个房间，让他有隐私。
We really love our children, so we give them a private room, give them privacy.
买最好的电脑，速度最快的电脑给他们。
We buy the best and fastest computer for them.
就放在他们的房间里。
And place it within their room.
吃完饭以后，进去房间，门锁起来。
After dinner, they go in and lock their door.
在里面做什么，父母亲都管不着。
What they are doing, the parents have no clue.
那有些父母亲就很聪明啊。
Some parents are smarter.
所有的电脑必须要放在厨房。
All the computer must be placed within the kitchen.
要做功课在厨房做。
And if you want to do your homework, come to kitchen.
在公共的场所做，在家里啊，在客厅啊，就在厨房做。
And whatever work you have to do, you do it in a public place.
大家看得到的地方做。
And you do so in a public viewable place.
把功课做完了，你再回到房间睡觉。
After you complete your homework, then you can return to your room.
所以他们在做什么，父母亲都看得很清楚。
So the parents have a clear view of what their children are up about.
因此，我们鼓励我们父母亲呢，要帮助孩子呢做生命的更新，不要让他们被世界上的大淫妇的女人呢所控制。
Therefore, as parents, we encourage you to help our children.To reform themselves and not to become a slave subject to the lustful woman of Great Babylon.
所以天使啊，主要说有大声音呢、啊，说、啊、这个世界上的国成了我主基督的国。
And with a loud voice, the angel pronounced in heaven, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ."
这个就是佳音呢、啊。
This is the great gospel.
世界上的国啊，没有什么可以留恋的。
The kingdom of the world really means nothing to us.
有一天呢，它会被震倒啊。
For one day, they will be shaken away.
有一天，股票就被震垮了。
One day, all the stocks will crumble.
房子啊，被火灾啊所吞灭了。
And the earth, the houses will be swallowed up by fire.
房子啊，被大水所冲走了。
And houses will also be flushed away by water.
人民所剩下是什么呢？
So what do we have left?
是失望啊，生气啊。
It is disappointment and anger,
无助感啊,
helplessness.
因为他所拥有的都消失了。
Because everything that we possess have disappeared.
但是当这位天使他吹出大声啊，报告我们一个好消息。
But when this angel pronounced loudly and give us a good message,
世界上的国已经过去了。
that the kingdom of the world has passed.
基督的国要实现了,
the kingdom of the Lord and Christ will be realized.
说神的国在哪里呢?
Where is the kingdom of God?
神的国在我们内心呢?
Kingdom of God exists in our heart.
房子倒了,
even though our house may crumble,
基督还是在我们内心呢?
Christ still lives in our heart.
我们的金银财宝被偷走了,
and even when all our money have been stolen away,
基督耶稣还在我内心呢?
Lord Jesus Christ still lives in our heart.
我们的身体一天一天渐渐毁坏的,
each day as our body decays,
基督耶稣还在我内心呢?
The Lord Jesus still reigns in our heart.
当我们的朋友让我们失望的时候,
when other people disappoint us,
不要生气,
do not be upset.
基督耶稣还在我们内心,
for Lord Jesus Christ reigns in our heart.
那基督耶稣在我们内心是代表着什么?
What does it mean that Lord Jesus reigns in our heart?
代表着公义、和平、喜乐。
It represents righteousness, peace, and joy.
神的国不在乎吃喝啊。
For the kingdom of God is not of eating and drinking.
不在乎这些外在的东西。
It is not of the external materials.
而在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
But what it matters is righteousness, peace, and the joy in the Holy Spirit.
这个是随着我们的，在我们放在我们内心的。
For these are things that we can hold within our heart.
没有人能够把我们夺去的。
No one can take them away from us.
因此，这个是一个好消息呀。
Therefore, this is a great news.
说基督要做王了。
Jesus Christ will reign as the King.
基督的平安呢，要在我们心里做王。
And His peace will reign in our heart.
人只要是没有平安的话，就不能够做出很好的决定啊。
If a man has no peace, then he cannot make any sound judgment.
就好像一匹野驴啊，一匹野马到处乱跑。
Just like a wild stallion roaming about.
因为他不知道往哪个方向走啊。
For he knows not which direction to take.
他心中有很多个王啊。
In his heart, there's many kings.
每个王都告诉他这个方向，你要走这个方向。
Each king tells him to go in one direction.
啊，那个王说你要走这个方向。
The other king tells him another direction.
就好像我们现在的电脑资讯太多了。
Just like today, we are bombarded by information.
你到底是要听哪一个的?
Which information should we listen to?
很容易啊, 让我们混乱啊。
And so we are easily distracted.
还有很多朋友的意见来, 让我们混乱。
And also the advices of our friends will also confuse us.
但是基督耶稣在我们内心要做主。
However, when Lord Jesus Christ reigns in our heart as our master,
只要我们有平安的话, 我们心里能够静下来。
So long as we have peace, then we can have calm in our heart. We are able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. The voice of the Holy Spirit is very tiny. It is very soft. Most people are not able to hear it. The people who are hustle and bustling cannot hear them.
早上七点起床就马上赶着上班的人，他一定听不到。
For the people who are in a rush to get up in the morning and go to work, they will not be able to hear the voice.
边开车边刷牙的人，他还听不到。
The people who are driving and brushing their teeth at the same time, they won't hear it.
有时我看到有人边开车边刷牙。
There was one time I saw that somebody was brushing his teeth and driving at the same time.
我不好意思问他说你那个脏水要往哪里吐啊。
And I was really curious, I wonder where he was going to spit his gurgles.
现在是一个忙碌的世界。
Today is a very busy world.
忙碌就是代表一种成就感。
And being busy is also symbolic of having some sort of achievement.
只要是一个人不忙的话，会被社会上看成啊，是没用啊。
If you do not live a busy life, people will consider you as useless.
可是这种忙的人啊，就听不到圣灵的声音。
But for the people who are so busy, they cannot hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. For Lord Jesus Christ will tell us through the Holy Spirit what decision to make. Because he reigns in our heart as the King. A king is able to control everything. So if we have Lord Jesus as our King, then all of our doings and everything will be under His control.
那基督在我们内心做王的话，我们就不用担心了。If
Lord Jesus reigns in our heart as a King, then we don't need to worry.
我们不会忧虑啊，因为忧虑也是一种罪啊。We
don't need to be anxious, for being anxious is also a type of sin.
忧虑的相反词就是信任呢。For
the opposite of being anxious is to trust.
我们说我们相信神，要信任神。
We say that we believe and trust in God. Only then can we please our Lord Jesus. But if we were to become anxious, why do we worry? Because we have no trust in Jesus. And in that sense, being a worrywart is also a sin. But now the worldly kingdoms have passed away. It will become the kingdom of God. When His peace reigns in our heart as the Master. And therefore, when we go out and do our business, we always pray first. Whether we are shopping or doing purchasing whatever, we pray first. And if we do that before we go out, we would definitely save time and money. There was one time when I went out to shop for a pair of pants.
逛了很久，就找不到一件合适的裤子。
I shopped around for a long time, but I cannot find anything to fit me.
因为像我们这种比较老古板的人，找不到那种合适我们的。
Because I'm old-fashioned, so I cannot find anything to suit my taste.
那大概逛了一个多小时。
So I shopped around for over an hour.
我跟我太太一起去买。
And I went out with my wife.
我的脚已经酸了。
My legs were sore.
我说，也不是办法，我们干脆先到外面去祷告。
So I said, this is not a good solution. Let's go out and pray first.
祷告完以后,
after we finish our prayer,
再进去找,
we went back in.
马上就找到了。
And immediately,
原来挂在那里啊,
I immediately found the perfect pants for me.
又是这个 50% off.
And also 50% off.
所以你看，你祷告的话。 主耶稣在我们心里面做主，啊，要省钱，要省时间。
So you see, if you pray when Lord Jesus reigns in our hearts, the Master, then we save time and save money.
有一次，我在你们厨房啊，在修理。
There was one time I was fixing stuff in my kitchen.
几个工人啊，两个工人在做工。
There were two workers in the kitchen.
他们在等我们出去买一种材料。
They were waiting for us to go purchase a certain material.
然后这个师傅啊，他们一直催啊，赶快呀，赶快呀，不然我们没时间做了。
And these workers urged us, saying, "Hurry up, hurry up! Otherwise, we can't do any work."
啊，这次我没有祷告啊，因为师傅已经在催了。
This time, I did not pray because I was being rushed by these people.
那出去那个叫 Home Depot， 我就想说 Home Depot 应该是什么都有啊。
So I figured I should go to Home Depot because they carry everything.
结果去以后呢，哎，他没有，他们没有在卖那个。
When I went there, they told me that they did not carry the item.
哇，又开了很远地方，他说，哎，在哪一家 Home Depot 有在卖。
I drove very far away, and they told me another Home Depot carries it.
啊，所以我再去那一家。
So I went to the other one.
那这个路途很遥远呢。
It was very far away.
花时间又花钱。
I spent a long time and also wasted money.
所以我们看，有祷告跟没有祷告是不一样啊。
So you can tell the difference between praying and also without prayer.
基督要在我们心里做王这句话，请大家经常记住。
So we must remember constantly to allow Lord Jesus reign as King in our heart.
我们随时啊都可以用得到，可以体验得到的。For
we can experience God all the time if we keep this in mind.
那这个世界啊，为什么会过去的？
Why is it the worldly kingdoms will disappear?
请看18节的最后一句,18节。
The second half of verse 18.
启示录11章18节。
Revelation 11, verse 18.
最后一句,
the last.
你败坏那些败坏世界之人的时候也到了。所以这个世界是败坏的。
This world is corrupted.
所以不过去不行啊。So
it must be destroyed.
那再看回来16节
Verse 16，
在神面前坐在自己位上的24位长老就要面伏于地敬拜神了，说：“昔在今在的主神全能者啊，我们感谢你，因你执掌大权做王了。”那天上有24位长老。
There are 24 elders in heaven.
当然我们不知道那约翰他的本意哈，这24位长老是指的什么？
We don't know what this is symbolic of.
因为按照那主耶稣所讲的啊，还有圣经所记载的， 我们现在都在等候主耶稣的审判呢。
According to the prophecies of the scripture, we are all waiting for the judgment time.
那已经死去的圣徒们都在安息呀。
And all these saints who have passed away are in peace.
就是连亚伯拉罕他在仰望神啊，仰望基督耶稣啊。
And even Abraham is looking forward to Christ.
那这二十四位长老啊，他们在天上啊。他们听到颂赞的声音，看到神，就面伏于地敬拜神。
The 24 elders who were seated in their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God.
那这二十四位长老啊，他们灵修很好。
These 24 elders really had good faith.
他们听到赞美的声音呢，就面伏于地。
When they heard the voice of God, they fell on their face.
那我们圣经记载在起初很多地方记载啊，他们就面伏于地，甚至于把他们的冠冕呢、啊、都放在他们脚前呢、啊。
The Bible in Revelation records many places where they fell on their face and they even placed their crowns before the foot of the feet of God.
因为他们自认为很不配。
For they feel unworthy.
所以当世界上的国过去的、
so、once,
被毁的。
Once the earthly kingdoms are destroyed,
成了主基督国的时候,
when the kingdom of Lord Jesus Christ arrives,
一个人很自然的就会很谦卑
了。One a person will definitely become very humble.
然后二十四位长老他们灵性相当好。
We look at the 24 elders; they have such fine spirits.
他们经常到天上服侍神。
They often serve God in heaven.
他们是坐在宝座的旁边的。
And they're seated by the throne.
但是呢，他们也是很谦卑的。
But they are also very humble.
他们称颂神。
They praise God.
他说：“主神啊，全能者啊，我们要感谢你。
”They're saying, "We give thanks to you, Lord Almighty."
因为你执掌大权做王了。
Because you have taken your great power.
要感谢神也不简单呐、
啊。And it's not easy、to give thanks to God.
一般人呢是在物质上得到神祝福的时候啊，会感谢神。
Most people will give thanks to God when they are blessed materially.
可是当物质的祝福被拿掉的时候，是不是还能够感谢神呢？
But when the material blessings have been taken away, are they still able to give thanks to God?
那这一些长老，他们说神啊，执掌大权做王的。
And as for these elders, they say, God, you who control everything.
耶稣做完我们就感谢神了。
And when Lord Jesus Christ becomes the King, we will naturally give thanks to him.
所以我们要因耶稣做完来感谢，不是因为我们在外在的成就啊，外在的祝福来感谢。
Therefore, we have to give thanks at the fact that Lord Jesus becomes the King of our heart, not to give thanks because we are materially blessed.
那一个人谦卑呢，他自然就会感谢神。
When a person is humble, he will naturally utter praises and thanks to God.
因为他在神的面前啊，坐在自己的位上。
For before God, they are seated in their assigned seats.
我们要经常坐到神的面前呢。
We have to often seat ourselves before God.
很多人是坐在电视机面前。
Many people seat themselves before TV.
坐在电脑的面前。
Seat themselves before computer.
坐在电子游戏的面前。
Seat themselves before computer games.
坐在称赞人的面前
，They see themselves before the praises of others。
可是那二十四位长老不是啊，是坐在神的面前。
But the 24 elders are different, for they see themselves before God。
啊，坐在自己的位上。
And they are seated in their assigned seats。
他们做什么叫像什么？他们做什么做像什么
？And they do according to what they are assigned to do。
魔鬼他们犯罪，为什么犯罪？因为他们离开自己的本位。
Why did Satan commit sin? Well, it's because they departed from their assigned seats.
他们本来是要服侍神的。
Originally, their function was to serve God.
他们本分自然就是要歌颂神、服侍神、服侍信徒。
It was their duty to praise God, serve God, and also serve the believers.
但是他们离开自己的位置，不守本分。
However, they left their post and they no longer carry out their duties.
他们想要跟神一样大。
They wanted to be equal with God.
但是我们不是这样的，我们不能够走他的路啊。
But we cannot follow their path.
我们要在神面前坐到自己的位置，做什么就像什么。
Before God, we must be seated in our assigned seat and carry out our duties.
那我们是什么呢?
So what are we?
我们请看 彼得前书
First Peter
彼得前书第二章
First Peter chapter 2
彼得前书第二章第九节
First Peter 2 verse 9
第九节
Verse 9
我要你们是被拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司啊，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。我们到底是谁啊？
Who are we exactly?
我们是被拣选的族类。
We're a chosen people.
要君尊的祭司啊。
A royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
是特别属神的子民。
A people belonging to God.
所以我们是很尊贵的。
So aren't we very honorable?
有很多人不以为我们很尊贵的。Many
people do not think us, regard us as honorable.
甚至还以为这个作为一位真耶稣教的信徒为耻。And
some people even feel ashamed for being a member of True Jesus Church.
因为这个真字一出现，经常被人嘲笑。Because
oftentimes when we say true, people will ridicule us.
所以有人建议这个改名字。And
some people suggested to change the name of our church.
他们忘记我们是谁。
And they have forgotten who they are. We are very distinct from others. We are especially chosen by God. We are holy priesthood. You can't just become a priest because you wanted to. It's only when God specially assigns certain individuals to become priests can they become priests. The priestly duties are not something that you can obtain by yourselves. For it is very royal and honorable.
It is a
special privilege to be the priest of the royal family.
那要叫我们宣扬那出我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
That we are to call other people out of darkness into God's wonderful light.
我们本分是什么?
What is our duties?
就是宣扬主耶稣的美德。
We must proclaim the wonderfulness of Lord Jesus.
要为他做见证。
We must be a witness for him.
我们要坐在自己的位上。
Therefore, we have to hold to our assigned position.
我们是谁？我们就做什么本分？我们就做什么事情？
We need to recognize what is our position and what kind of duties we need to complete.
我们了解我们自己的身份很尊贵的。
And we need to realize that our status is very honorable.
所以这些长老他们很谦虚。
And we see the 24 elders are very humble.
他们称颂神，感谢神。
They praise and give thanks to God.
因为世上的国成了主基督的国。
For the earthly kingdom had become the kingdom of Lord Jesus. And the time of blessing has come.
28节。外邦发怒你的愤怒也临到了审判死人的时候，也到了你的仆人众先知和众圣徒凡敬畏你名的人，连大带小得赏赐的时候也到了。当主耶稣基督的国成就的时候。
When the kingdom of Jesus Christ is realized, we will be rewarded. This is a great reward. This is a kind of reward that's very hard to describe in words. And Peter tells us that it is an indescribable joy in the great light. And if it is something that you can put it into words, then really it doesn't mean much.
I love you.
And sometimes we envy the Westerners who are telling their wives that I love you. But for Chinese, we are less likely to say that. And actually, the things that you can't really put into words, that's more precious. If you can put it into words, then it's not of any value. We look at Paul when he ascended to the third heaven. He saw many wonderful things in heaven.
他口才很好，他受过良好的教育啊。
He's very eloquent. He's been well educated.
他写那么多本书啊。
He wrote so many scriptures.
可是呢，他一下以后啊，他哎，他讲不出来啊，不知道讲什么。
But he just couldn't put into words what he had seen.
没有办法来形容。
It's indescribable.
那为什么保罗他没有办法来形容
？Why is it that Paul cannot describe them?
因为太好了。
Because it's just so wonderful.
他只能说是好的无比呀。
He can just say it's wonderful beyond description.
我们做基督徒，主耶稣的国已经成就了。
So as Christians, the kingdom of Jesus has been formed.
我们将来得赏赐。
In the future, we will be rewarded.
我们想到这里，还是心里面充满了喜乐。
And therefore, there should be great joy filled within our heart. We should be filled with hopefulness.
我们信耶稣很好啊。
So it's so good to believe in Christ.
不要让人看起来啊，你信跟没信都差不多。
We should not give people the impression that we are no different from average people who do not believe in Christ.
你也经常抱怨。
You complain all the time.
经常批评别人。
And often criticize others.
没有喜乐的样子。
And you have no semblance of joy.
甚至没有基督徒的样子。
And you don't even, you aren't fit to be called a Christian.
那我们赏赐在哪里呢
？Then where would our reward be?
但当我们看到主耶稣的荣耀的时候。
And of course, when we see the glory of Jesus Christ.
那我们就看不到别的东西的。
Then we will not be able to see other stuff.
因为里面充满着神的荣耀。
For within the glory of God, you can see.
好像所罗门王当建好圣殿的时候。
For instance, when King Solomon completed the building of the temple.
他的献祭。
And when he was offering the sacrifice.
当时呢，神的荣耀就充满着整个圣殿。
At the time, God's glory filled the entire temple.
没有人能够进到里头啊。
No one was able to approach it.
因为里面充满着烟雾啊。
Before it was filled with smoke.
谁都看不见谁啊。
No one can see anybody.
没有办法看到对方。
They are unable to see the other people.
说当我们看到神的国降临的时候。
Therefore, when we see the kingdom of the Lord,
就神的荣耀降临的时候。
When the kingdom of God arrives,
我们只看到主耶稣基督啊。
We will only see Jesus.
只看里面的荣耀。
We can only see His glory.
看不到人啊。
We won't be able to see others.
看不到人的缺点。
And we will no longer perceive other people's.
看不到世界上的引诱。
Other people's shortcomings or the worldly temptations. We won't be able to see the benefits of the worldly possessions. We will only perceive the glory of the Lord.
It is
so wonderful.
那这个时候，这个我们什么时候能够来体验？
So at what time can we experience this?
也要透过圣灵的喜乐，透过圣灵来体验。
And we must go through the Holy Spirit and through the joy of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要体验的时候，一定要好好的祷告。
And therefore, we must.Put effort into good prayers.
我们就能够体验这种滋味了。
Then we will be able to taste this kind of experience.
真是说不出来大荣光喜乐。
And it is the great joy that is indescribable within the glorious light.
我们想想，将来主耶稣来审判的时候。
Let's think about in the future when judgment time comes.
他在点名的时候。
When the Lord is calling the roll call.
我们在其中啊。
We are amongst the people who are called.
能够享受永远的荣耀。
And we think about the eternal glory.
唱诗。
Sing him.
208首
208.